making sense of it all. Now, let's find out a bit more about some of the words you were looking at in Conversation 3, Part 1. You can have a cup of coffee in a cafeteria.
Ett café.
Or in something similar to a coffee shop.
Ett konditori.
This means that they also serve a wide range of sandwiches, buns, cakes, pastries and biscuits. The choice is enormous. If you want something typically Swedish when you go for your coffee, you should try this type of cafeteria.
En ostsmörgås.
A cheese sandwich. The word for a sandwich or a buttered roll in Swedish is
en smörgås.
And if you want something else on your sandwich, ham for instance, you say
en skinksmörgås. En påtår.
This word means that you can fill up your cup of coffee without paying again. You'll have to ask in the cafeteria whether this is included or not. This might be written on a blackboard menu in the shop. When Maria asks for coffee, she says
hej, en kaffe och en te, tack.
The word tack here means please. Tack also means thank you. So, where English has both please and thank you, Swedish only has the word
tack.
Getting to grips with the structures. In Conversation 3, Part 1, you heard Maria ask if there was milk and sugar.
Finns det mjölk och socker?
This means, is there, are there? If you wish to say, there is milk, you just say
det finns mjölk.
Try to say, there is sugar.
Det finns socker.
Great! Let's continue with some more numbers. You've already learned how to count 10. Now we'll continue with numbers 11 to 20. Repeat the numbers out loud after you hear them. You'll hear the English first. 11.
11.
12.
12.
13.
13.
14.
14.
15.
15.
16.
16.
17.
17.
18.
18.
19.
19.
20.
20.